Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to It's You and I. It's Freedom Friday. Your co-hosts,
Dennis
and Jahima. Welcome, Freedom Fighters. Welcome, Spiritual Warriors, families, my Rastas out there, my brothers on lockdown, the enemy, and everyone else. This is a global perspective show. It's not just geared for just the people here in America, but we want to hear from everyone. We'll find a way to translate it.
Definitely.
But we want to hear from everyone. This is a global show. We know there are people hurting all over the world. And we know revolution is alive and well because people are tired of the elitist rulership that is just living off the poor.
As expressed in Egypt.
Yes, living the luxury life while the common people suffer in poverty and filth. Something we've always have seen. Don't know why we get so accustomed to it, but it seems to be the model of the world. And no matter where you go, this is what we see. But this is a global perspective show, and we want to be in touch with everyone, especially everyone who is like us.
What do you mean by that, brother?
I mean, like us. We want to change. We want to make a change in a positive, righteous way.
Okay. Listeners, when Jahima says, like us, you are listening to, you're not looking at us. But when you say like us, it does not mean a black skin color. We are much more mature than that. Now, it's not that we are ashamed of our color, but like us means that we are human. We are human in every geography, and it have nothing to do with color.
No, we want to be free too. We want a collective, as I told you before, a circle.
Exactly right.
Way of governing. No more pyramid. I'm tired of the satanic pyramid.
Okay.
One man cannot run the show, but a community can.
Jahima, you're missing. Slow down, brother, first of all. You're starting to fly too quick. Because this is what we're going to talk about, listeners. I have it written down. No, look at what my brother
did. Only have an hour.
Okay. The show is already going to be only an hour. Listeners might think they want more. But 1 hour is long enough. Listen to this. You just said you don't want a pyramid. We were talking about what country. Where's the pyramid? Egypt.
Of course, but that's a different type of a pyramid. Think about it.
I'm thinking, brother, and you.
What do you see when you see our people building a pyramid lined up with a particular star system?
Then maybe it was not the pyramid, it was the circle.
It is, because you know what? The bottom base of a pyramid, it's a circle. The pyramid can fit within a circle. That's why I told you that I'd rather be a circle than anything if I had to choose what symbol I would be, because I could fit in. I could fit anywhere.
Okay.
And now, and everything could fit inside me. That's the thing.
If I put a pyramid in a circle, it wouldn't be a circle. A pyramid, a circle is equal at every point.
That is true.
A pyramid can't fit in it. You know why I say that? Because these brothers were smarter than a lot of mathematicians. They were comparing this to the universe. Because the universe, the earth, first of all, is not a circle. It bulges in the middle. And the Milky Way galactic system is a spiral galaxy. And they were aligning mathematically these pyramids on Earth with the galactic heavens.
With no computers.
And it still today baffles the best minds.
And no Hubble telescope.
Okay. Since we're doing this, we need to continue. You gotta remember the show.
And remember, this is also here in America only, African History Month. But most people call it Black History, because the history that is celebrated here is kind of like the movie Roots. It is that celebration of us from slavery to so-called freedom. It doesn't encompass the totality or the antiquity of who we are, because you couldn't get it all in 28 days anyway. Okay. You have to celebrate it 365, 24/7.
Now you push my hands, brother. Now I have to go for heavy weapons. The brothers on the streets will know exactly what I mean. You push my hands, okay? Listeners, listen to this. You say the question of the day is the question of now. People looking at all this revolution. You say, the question of now, what is the answer of the now moment? What is the answer of the now moment? Listen to this very carefully, listeners. The end of time and the end of the world. Now. I'm not done yet. The end of time and the end of the world. Many people in religious circles are saying, looking at the date mathematically, they say, the world will end such and such and such. No, let this show continue. And based on what those pyramids signify and what's happening in Egypt, because the relationship of those pyramids had to do with something with the Nile and river and flow. But let me continue and say, okay, what is the answer of the now moment? The end of time and the end of the world. I live in eternity as the eternal spirit having an earthly experience. I live in eternity as the eternal spirit having an earthly experience. I am not physical having spiritual experience. It is eternity that created time. It is not time that created eternity. I knew you before you were born. I don't have a birthday. I have an earth day. I am a spirit who have a soul and live in a body. Divine connection is not sought. It is discovered. It is not I looking. It is Jah looking and found I. If you seek him, you will just find the fruit of the tree of good and evil. There were two trees in the garden. This is about choice and obedience. Obedience is blessing, and disobedience is curse, sin. The fruit of the tree is man being Lord. The fruit of the tree of good and evil is man being Lord instead of Yeshua, who sits on the throne of your spirit. Who sits on the throne of your spirit? Self or Yeshua? Here's the choice. Self or Yeshua? The kingdom of Zion is within. Operate from in out, not from out in. The fruit of the tree of good and evil distracts man from the source of eternal life. The fruit of the tree of eternal life. It is the rock, Yeshua, the rock. The tree of eternal life is the rock, Yeshua, the rock. No. You say, okay. You say, you know how the Catholic Church got started? Are you still with me, brother? They wonder, you say, you know how the Catholic Church got started? Yeah, Peter came to Yeshua and said, who am I, Peter? Say, you are the Son of the Living God. Yeshua said, flesh and blood did not reveal that to you. In other words, my Father revealed that to you. And upon this rock, I build my church. The Catholic Church take that Peter as the first bishop. That's nonsense, brother. Yeshua was not referring to Peter. So all this bishop business. We know a certain bishop that we don't want to mention personally.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now you see, gentlemen, why I say us, because we are willing to put our butts
on the line. You call it as is, brother.
Not everybody wants to be like us, so that's food for thought. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly right. No.
You heard it.
No. But look at it, you say, those pyramids, you say, was that supposed to be symbolic of capitalism? Is that what you're comparing pyramids with, brother?
No, but right now the Illuminati is giving the pyramids a very bad name. Because it takes away from the original.
Let me say this to the listeners. Okay, look at the people of Egypt. The biggest source of income is tourism. With what's happening there, so much they lose so much. Then if America cut off its aid, why is Egypt so important?
the Suez Canal. Exactly. You said that.
One third the oil come through that place. And oil is life for all nations.
Yeah, and those nations that live on an oil-based economy, they're destroying the world. They're hurting the planet. The Gulf situation, even though you don't hear that much about it, is in bad shape.
Okay, Jay, but listen to this. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to show you how we are making practical steps. We are not only talking to frightened people like the end of the world. We are saying, no,
Yeah, he was referring to 2012, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
Is it 2012?
The Mayan calendar, or the Mayans interpretation of the end of the world. But I haven't looked at and did the research, and I probably recommend that we all do it so we get a good understanding. I saw the movie 2012. You saw it, and many of you probably saw it too. Don't go with the Hollywood stuff, but there was some truth mixed with falsehood in the movie. But do your research.
Okay.
And understand what the Mayans really meant by 2012 being the end of the world.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let me bring you up to date. Now, when you say the Mayans, my grandmother is a Mayan. And when I go to Tony and one of my friends from maybe Salvador, say, African Mayan. You see what I'm saying? And they give me a song like Punta Negro. You get what I'm saying? Punta Negro. And I'm saying African Mayan. I don't get, when you say Indian people, you get what I'm saying? Who's an Indian? Red Indian? Yellow Indian? When I go to Toros, Mayan. Do I look Mayan? You get what I'm saying? But how do they know I'm Mayan? What is? Anybody will look at me and, but my mother, my grandmother is really a Mayan Indian. And basically my grandfather is a white man. But I want to make a point.
Miscegenation.
Okay.
So now that's why you can relate to Bob's One Drop so well, can't you?
That's why I can relate to Bob, because Bob, I was in Jamaica too, brother, by the way. And Jamaicans hate the white man so much that Bob was an enigma to them.
Why do they hate the Europeans so much? Why? Tell the listeners why. What was the basic source of that?
Of that hatred?
Of that resentment.
Okay, listen to this. When I was in Jamaica, I want to tell you the year, Jamaicans had built something called a gun court, and they were cutting off Rastaman locks. You follow what I'm saying? Because Rastaman was representing so much freedom.
Well, they were taking on also the Nazarite vow, too.
Yeah.
They found something to unify themselves around.
Of course, the Nazarite. You have to go there, brother.
Yes, brother, because the hair is significant to what they were trying to do by cutting off you guys' locks, thinking that that would disgrace you. But it wasn't about the locks. It wasn't about the locks.
It was about the vow, brother.
That's what I'm saying.
You want to take another
one? They could have shaved y'all bald. It wouldn't have mattered.
It would have mattered, brother. I mean,
hair grows back, brother. Come on.
Huh?
Hair grows.
It grows back.
You cannot allow the enemy to dehumanize you in any way. You could deal with it. Look at the abuse that Yahshua took. Look at the abuse he took.
Okay, but Jamie, listen to this. Yeshua was the first Rasta man. That was a portrayal of white man with long hair in terms of Yeshua. No, you see, in Jamaica, you know what Rasta, in fact, Rastafari started in Jamaica then. I don't, people of course know that. You know how that came about? They didn't want to I don't know, white king. I think it was King somebody.
It was your real, who was your colonizer? The Queen of England.
No, it was before Rasta started, before the Queen of England.
No, I'm talking about as far as being colonized.
It was England.
Yeah.
Yeah, white man.
Yeah, but you guys didn't want that. You wanted
Emperor Haile Selassie.
You wanted yours from the based on the lineage of what Rasta was based on. Haile Selassie.
But Ethiopia. Of course.
Now, how did they get that knowledge?
From the Most High.
All right.
Okay, but I'm making the point. Then they lived in, they are now being in temple. The power of the spirit was so powerful there, they couldn't enter there, brother. These people realized what's going on here. The power, spiritual power.
Well, it was also maroon-like, too.
Well, Bob's mother was maroon.
That's what I'm saying. The maroons don't play.
They don't play
maroon. You come in their territory, you don't know what you're going to run. And you might get ambushed. Because they know that area
very well. Okay, Jay, for the listeners, you're saying, because it's going around now, the last time we were talking about Jamaicans. Okay, we're talking about Jamaicans. I say I'm from Belize. No. I'm from Belize for many reasons. First of all, Dr. Arlo Pellers, who did a correction on Einstein, is also from Belize. He did a correction. Right now he teaches a professor of mathematics and professor of astronomical physics teaches at Duke University now. And we are starting Pellers Institute LA. Then you say, of course he's not a white man. You get what I'm saying? But this is Pellers Institute. This is not a color thing, brother. We have enough brain, but we can't have brain without culture, without roots.
True.
Yeah. You if you don't have root, they'll cut you down easy. If the root is not Ethiopia. You see, Bob was making a point that my root, or Malcolm made the point better. He said, I am not a black American. I'm an African living in America. And by the way, listeners, Egypt is in Africa.
Of course. And it will always will be.
But look,
and I tell you,
who's making all this fuss?
And we need Arabs? And we need to reclaim it. We need to reclaim it.
From who? Who have it?
The Arabs have it.
The Arabs, brother. You hear what I'm saying?
It's taken thousands of years of miscegenation, but they finally got it back. I had to go look and see. I know it was before I was born. Because after I was born, that's when things started to really start getting very interesting in Egypt. And it was when the Suez Canal was built.
Okay. Jamie, no. You know history a lot. You're much better than I am.
I love history, brother. Okay. I'm like Malcolm. It's very rewarding.
Listeners, listen to this.
When you know the true history.
Okay.
Not his story. Our story.
That's his story. Our story. You got to remember that Egypt, it was the beginning of African civilization.
And remember, let's not even use the name Egypt. That is the Greek term for it.
What's it?
Kemet.
It's Kemet.
They call themselves Kemites.
You see how important history is? But then you say, isn't that where they used to write on them walls and then figure things out?
They call it hieroglyphics. Yeah. Menenetrian.
That was us.
Yeah.
Not Arabs.
No.
Elaborate, brother. The listeners want to hear you. They say, why is Jaima so quiet today?
No, that's because like it's... Yes, it is. When Jaima's thinking, he's going with the flow.
You're going with the flow?
Somebody else is going to win the game today. Hey, let me just make sure I keep him hot. That's my job.
What did you say? Okay, you say, you like this word Ethiopia. Ethiopia is the earth, brother.
I love Ethiopia.
But the Ethiopia was a reference to the one land mass that was the whole earth. The meek have inherited the earth. Now, look what Rastaman said. He said, we have inherited the earth. We are not walking to become kings. We are kings walking. You get what I'm saying? Now you have King Hussein and all of them bringing it.
They're no different than...
Careful with your American.
Oh, they're no different than any other man. Don't let...
As far as
I'm concerned, the appearance of the Islamic men is no different than the men here. They just fronted better.
They got all that money from that oil, brother.
And they got all them women back there, too. My heart goes out to the women under Islam. It really does. It really does. They do follow their role to the letter. They really do. Unfortunately, it is so abusive. Where over here, it's a little different from you and I know, experiencing love American style.
Okay. What I don't get, brother, why do they dress those women up in all of their clothes? Is that supposed to make them more, less appealing? Or?
Think about it. Come on, be real.
I don't get it.
It's male domination. Males dominate Islam. Women are used at the bidding of the men. What I don't understand is why all the strictness. Because the women don't come out on top of that. That's the only thing I don't like about Islam. Is the treatment
of women?
Of its women. Yes. And it's too, and the male dominance.
You know, on this topic of women, brother. Now, listeners, if we were on a TV show, you know the usual question, we'll get to the sex part of it. And you say, us being open to, we hear the question, you start getting into your private life. That is not private anymore. You say, you guys are dating anybody? I don't say, no, at the moment I'm not dating anyone.
No, neither am I.
Yeah. Now, that's about it. That's about all the information you'll get as well as that part is concerned. It's very important that we make it clear that we are not entertainers, but we were talking about NBA and sports. What has happened to sports? Lack of fundamentals. And it's entertainment. No, that it would break Wooden's heart.
No, it wouldn't. He already saw.
He was above that anyway.
He already saw the calamity before he even left. He saw it.
He wouldn't allow it, though.
He saw it. He even saw the vast, even certain programs. He even saw the UCLA program going. Here's something I'm going to say impressive.
Okay.
If something works, don't fix it.
Don't fix it.
Now tell me this. If you were the next coach coming behind Wooden, and let's say you became a student of Wooden, would you institute your own program, or would you take his program, run it just like he did, not even add an ingredient, roll with it and see what would happen?
Okay, listen to this. If something works, why fix it?
What was wrong with Wooden's program? Why did Gene Bartow and everybody else not just... That's like a golden goose and you just throw it in the closet, bro.
If something works...
Why
fix it?
I would have adopted it and kept it right rolling.
Okay, maybe we should be realistic, brother. We live in a very individual age where everybody feels like they have to be something separate from other people and they need to be better at that. And I could do this better than you, I could do this better than you. That's why we can be a family and work as a community.
All right. That's a very interesting analogy. Now let's get to the roots of it. What's all this behind my? I call it the Daffy Duck syndrome.
I didn't write this just to play. I said, self becomes God, that man is worshiping himself. Now, what did Michael mean by the man in the mirror? What did Michael really mean? And who is Michael in the minds of many?
Yeah, what is Michael in the minds of many? An entertainer that can dance and sing.
No, you say you're disfiguring yourself, brother. I already told you what
Michael Jackson's legacy is.
The first black man to become white.
Thank you. And you saw it right before
your eyes.
Your eyes. Hello. And hell is low too.
Hello. I'm saying you saw it. And you said Miss Captain, you say
Michael, forget about all the performance Michael did. Personally, he transformed himself right in front of your eyes.
But what the question with this brother that's on trial is, the amount of chemicals Michael was using to do those things, it wasn't this brother, it was Michael.
You know, Dr. Conrad, my heart goes out to him. You know why?
Definitely.
He's a fall guy.
He's a fall guy. Michael was using all kind of chemicals to transform himself to white.
Yeah, but we also have to look at Michael was also having some issues with his inner self, and he didn't want to play the Illuminati game anymore, and he started to be like Pac and like others. Pac, Tupac.
Kill
Illuminati. Who do you think runs the entertainment business?
No, Zayn, you're listening. You say, with all of them legal plastic surgery, you know how much chemical is used in that to try to... People don't talk about that. They want to talk about the illegalities, but who is all the plastic surgeons? Mainly white people.
There you go.
They're making a lot of money by breast implant and all of this thing.
Of course. And see, Freedom Friday is just rolling today. See, that goes back to what I was saying. Why do we not love ourselves? And you got to give the media big up.
No,
look not at this. In a positive light.
No.
Because of the mind effect that they've gotten people. And that's what I said in the last show about how we have to look at ourselves from the inside, because from the outside, you're not going to love yourself, because you're going to see what Satan has done to you. Made you change this. Made you change this. So you wasn't good enough for this.
Okay.
All external.
While the Spirit is writing it now, you know what the Spirit is saying? He said, the Spirit is saying, look at how Michael was raised. Now look at the issue of what the influence of a mother in raising serial killers. Now, let me put this in perspective. We looked as researchers, let's say Petters Institute is a think tank. We have some of the top brain. You say, people looking at the brain of serial killers, what pattern they find? They find that when they were children in bringing up in certain homes. Now, Michael and his brothers and his sister, mainly his brothers, were rehearsing all the time that they missed childhood. That's why Michael got Disneyland. Was it Disneyland or?
Neverland.
That he was like psychologically damaged with all this money. And then his parents didn't see him so much as a child. He was never treated like a child. He was always treated like an object to make a money object. And the basic pattern about serial killers, they resent that the mother allowed the father to do it. So they're killing their mother over and over again. That's a basic brain analysis. He said the mother had something to do with it, and the serial killer, no matter the middle, they're killing their mother because they blame their mother. Now, let me look at this, brother. You say with us, you say, brother, you guys, what do you put women off? Or do you deliberately put women off, or women are afraid of you for one reason? Because they can't bring no Jezebel spirit to us, brother. And a lot of women are carrying that Jezebel spirit. Say, I want to rule you. So you can't rule anyone. I don't let women rule like my sister. Without due respect to you, I run the show. Whether you like it or not, I don't care what society is. The woman don't rule out. You show your taping, brother.
Yeah, brother, I'm taping you. listening to you today, my brethren. And just, being the sidekick. Adding what I need to add. Keep things spicy.
Yeah, but you mentioned some very important people in your going up. They say Tony's, Nancy, and these daughters. They say Bishop Rock and his wife. And look at daughters. I can see a picture. These ladies looking at you, they say, why are they not acting like him? Not that they're jealous of you, but they say what they're looking for and searching so hard, he's sitting right in front of them, but they don't recognize it. Why? Because they're searching in vain and in the wrong source. They think the world have it to give them. Jah is giving himself to them right in you, and they missed it, but the ladies didn't. No, you say I don't create jealousy and envy. You say because I know they admire him, but it's not in a bad way. But I say, while we're making all that noise, look at him. In his silence, he's just receiving light from Jah. And one day, you'll come to realize that who you're looking for was right in front of you all this time. You missed him. And I'm saying, blessing to these brothers as they listen to the show. You say, are you forgiven, brother? I can say one thing in terms of, I'm ordained. You know what ordination is? It's a license. Ordination is a license from the city. Did you know that?
That's what I'm saying. What's this thing about church and state?
Church and state.
You belong to the state. And the state gives you permission to practice your so-called First Amendment. So what's the issue here? Because as far as the First Amendment is concerned, why you need a license? You don't need a license to establish a church under the First Amendment. But under the state jurisdiction, they want you to have a license.
Jay, but let's be realistic. I'm not saying, okay, of course, for I to do what I do, I have to have several licenses, and I do have them. In other words, but you have, first of all, you have marriage license, you have your driver's license, then you have a licensed psychiatric technician, you work at Metropolitan State Hospital, UCLA, St. John's Hospital. You have to have them licensed there, brother. But you know what the license is? It's a number. It's like my brother's in prison. You say, what's your name? There's nothing. What's his number? Same as slavery. You can't name no Kunta Kinte.
Worse.
You name Tony.
Worse.
And Sharon.
You're a number.
You're a number.
Not even a word.
You're not even a word. You're a number. And, okay, the brothers, Malcolm and them, they say we take X because you say, that's me. I don't know if you read all this nonsense about a black man can't be a quarterback. You won't remember the play. We live through that, brother. And you think we just are just hurting because we feel sorry for ourselves? No, man. But we won't fight you with guns, brother.
Yeah, we won't definitely not.
This is lifestyle change.
Yeah, if they're willing to make it. Because this lifestyle ain't cutting it. It ain't cutting it.
But look at what happened in Egypt. After all those years, who would have thought and who, what was the motivation to bring him down? Listeners, listen to this. Maybe we are looking at a pattern that can take place not only in Egypt, but globally. It take a guy with the grassroots movement that motivated the youth to make a move. And look what happened.
Yeah, but they have to make sure that it's not televised. And they have to make sure no one takes it over. Because even the enemy has his informers or infiltrators out there too.
Jamie, listen to this. No.
And you don't overthrow to put the same thing back in place.
Okay, you're right. No. You say, in this area, this is based on trust. What is built here, we are master builders. But then, when I could go to somebody's house, many people can't go there for good reasons. And that's why we're a community. And we are saying, we know basically what's happening. And we say, but we are a united community against invasion by LAPD. You'd say so. Maybe I didn't want to really say that on the show. But the history of, you say, people look at pictures, you say, but why are you beating up on somebody already on the floor? Well, that's embarrassing. Where is the manhood, brother? You get what I'm saying? But at the same time, they say, okay, why don't you get out of the car, brother? People live here. You have the wrong idea.
Remember, they are enforcers, not peace officers.
They have this myth that before they get out of the car, they look at you, especially if you have this certain color, that something is wrong with you, something like a stain, and you are dangerous. And you can't say, get out of the car and say, hi, brother. You think that will ever happen? I ask you that question. This is the fifth time I'm asking you. And I'm listening to you. You say, it'll never happen. You remember you saying that?
After a lot of stuff, bro.
I disagree with you. It has to happen, brother. Because a lot of our brothers and sisters, that's the job they do. We're going to give them a break. LAPD.
Oh, police officers.
Yeah.
Tough job.
At least they're working.
Well, see, that brings us back to the subject that we also need to talk about. And we're about 36 minutes into our program.
Okay.
Is jobs. What is this thing about a job? And why do you take your job to the extension that job is you and you are job? Is that really true? Because for myself, my job is not an extension of who I am. My job is just something that I do. But who I am has nothing to do with what I do.
Okay.
You ready? I do many things.
Okay. You ready for this? No. Why is Kobe Bryant so famous, so popular?
Good question. Why?
Because they see him as the best basketball player.
In whose eyes? Never mind.
Okay. But apart from that,
the NBA has done a great job with their marketing.
Okay. Apart from that, you say, don't measure this brother by what he does. Measure him by who he is. Who is Kobe Bryant without a basketball?
Ooh, just another bruh.
No, this is a serious question, Jamie.
I'm serious.
You said that, okay.
Just another brother.
Well, I agree with you.
Look at that.
Okay, we treat each other as brothers, brother. It doesn't matter what we do. When you go wrong, this is a computer analyst.
No, you got brothers out there. Let's take maybe, for example, Kenny DeJess Smith. The guy who on TBS does come in. Let's say we run into him at the Staples Center.
Okay.
At a missed opportune time. Is he going to look down on us or is he going to look at us as brothers? You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Job.
Okay. You know what I said to you? I said, brother, we are very thankful to the Most High that we are doing this show. But we'll never be celebrities. You know why? No media can make us into celebrities. We are beyond that. You say, well, how do you do it? I ask you the same question. I say, how to be black in America with Jahima and his story. You say, how did he do it? Basketball had a lot to do with it. But you can't pin this brother down. And you can't ask him what he have in his head. He's living it. Right in front of your eyes.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And I'm saying, the statement you just made, I am not what I do. I'm who I am. And I'm your brother.
See, that's what's going to shock a lot of people. Because what you thought I was as a professional, now you meet me in my true essence.
Exactly right. No, especially, okay.
Not tied down by any computers or anything that I do professionally. This is the real deal.
Okay. But Jaima, no, ladies and gentlemen, listen to this. I'm in St. John's Hospital. Now we have patients there. I'm working. When I sign my name, you know what I have to put on there to show that this is legal, that you have all them licenses there? Or you can't sign your name to that. I used to handle the medication room. Nobody can leave until I sign that all the medication is supposed to be in there is in there. You hearing this, listener? And you say, the one that's on before I did night shift. For what? I said, okay. I go through the routine. Same thing when I went to UCLA. They said, are you the license? I said, by the way, you don't want to know my name? He said, forget the name. Come on in here. Are you the license? If you get through that lock doors. So I go in the medication room. You get the picture?
Of course.
They just want to get out of there, brother. And this is a locked unit. So I'm used to this. And then I sign my name. Then everybody can leave. That's the law. I know what I'm talking about. So it's not like a game. You get me? Now you say, license. You say, you're free to have a weapon according to the Constitution.
Yeah, that's correct. The right to bear arms.
The right to bear arms.
And they didn't say whether it was a cannon, a shotgun, or a small arm. Whatever you want to bear as an arm.
Don't give my brother that idea.
I'm just saying.
No, you think these brothers know that they're supposed to be free to carry? No, you said no. You have to go get a permit.
Well, see, this, yeah, that is correct.
Now, Jaima, I mean, we are doing an open show. Now, you know that for many streets, we can't walk those streets.
12 minutes.
We can't walk those streets if we are not, the way I put it is packing. Does people know that that's what Tupac was talking about? That he used to carry two guns? People know that, right? That's why they call him Tupac?
No, I didn't know that, but...
You didn't know that?
No, but what... What was he fearing? Was it brothers? Or was it the Luciferian?
You don't even want to get into that.
Oh, of course. This they got 12 is, minutes.
East Coast, West Coast, brother.
But
the same as Notorious B.I.G.
But who started that? Who do you think is behind that? Do you think who created that East Coast, West Coast? Why is it so easy to get brothers to fight and hard to get everybody else to fight?
You know what?
East Coast, okay, West Coast. Okay. Red, blue. Okay. What's next?
Two promoters have two brothers that are doing pretty well on the charts. Now, Tupac's mother was a pimp. She had a pimp. And Tupac was a prostitute, brother.
And his mother was a lot, but Pac loved his mom. She was also a lawyer. She also freed her people.
Are we talking about the same lady?
Yeah, because she was a Black Panther. So...
You get Pac knows. Very controversial
Pac on knows, this show, right? Pac knows something about what revolution is.
Pac, well, he gave his life for freedom. They took it. He was shot twice.
Well, in Pac, later years, when Pac gave up the Illuminati style, lifestyle.
He got it.
And went against, he knew it was time. He didn't even want to really go to that war. Because he knew he was going to.
You know he was going to die, brother. Maybe we should shift the topic, brother.
Oh, you don't want to get controversial, huh? It's out there on the internet. They want to understand what happened, why Biggie was taken. It's out there. There's enough material out there. You can make your own analysis.
Okay, so, but you know that we live this life, brother. We are not just talking about something. We live this. I'm much more so than Jahina, because these are my brethren. No, let's say when I'm in jail, say, OG. I say, you in jail, you'll call me OG, man? You trying to give up some secret or something?
I never been called that. I'm so glad.
But you know OG means original dance?
Of course.
I'm saying, but I don't want people to know I'm OG in jail. We're all in jail together.
No.
We are brothers.
You say, you used to be also old gangster, too, because you got some old gangsters out there, too.
You gotta change that call, but these are the veterans. These are the ones that started all this.
See, I grew up in gang. I grew up in LA. I grew up in a gang.
Yeah.
And survived.
Yeah.
And survived.
The whole point of this was survival, brother.
And survived LAPD police brutality, too. See? So I already know what it's like to live in a hostile environment where you gotta watch out for your brothers and you gotta watch out for. Well, when I was coming up with the Black Panthers, they called it the pigs, which I love that.
Yeah.
Because that really dehumanizes them.
Yeah. The misconception about the Black Panthers was a community movement.
Of course.
And they got misled.
That's why they were right in the community. That's why they set up right in the community.
Yeah, but okay. For listeners to this show, we are a community.
We are a global
community.
There's no backyard, how you do. No. This is a global.
No, this is very much a global community.
Yeah, to be reaching out, we want them to reach out to us.
Yeah. And we are real. And you fit, no matter who you are or who you don't think you are.
That's why it's called It's You and I.
It's You and I. And then you say, well, you have a cousin with a PhD in astronomical physics, a PhD in mathematics. Well, I have a lot of friends that have PhD, not only cousins, you follow what I'm saying? And we no need to call their name, but we make the point. It's not about your PhD, brother. I mean, it's nice and everything, but you are not that PhD.
Well, remember, who is certifying that credential?
Exactly right. You are exactly right.
And that's their certification of what you are.
But
you could be greater.
Yeah. But if you pass through that system without being conditioned, you good, brother. You good.
You're right. You have to be.
Because damn, once you're in that category, you get treated, you meet the upper elite.
You have to be damn good.
And you got to play Uncle Tom. I mean, was it you say Uncle Sam or Uncle Tom?
No, that's still Paul. I love Steel Pulse.
Uncle Tom or Uncle Sam. You know what I was thinking? We should make Steel Pulse one of Steel Pose.
You want to make them part of our show or our beginning and ending? Because I got to get some. I have to find some pulse and
put the music
put them on. Because yeah. I'm gonna mix these tapes up anyway. So
yeah,
filter them out.
Put your music, brother. I think people have forgotten them too quickly.
I'll never forget them. I'm a pulser for life.
I'll never forget
them. I know their music. I live with it because they've been doing it since the late 70s.
Yeah. Of course, for the listeners.
Bringing the message wrong.
My band is, for the listeners, you can expect pretty soon. I did my first tape rehearsal pretty soon.
Brother, the band is going to get it recorded so you can put it up on the site. Ladies and gentlemen, the site will be coming up soon. You'll be able to contact us at www.hanefandassociates, HANEFANDASSOC.com, and there will be a link to it. You and I click on the link and it'll take you to another web page, and there you can get all the shows.
Hey.
And you can tell your friends, you can share it. We're just two brothers, just want to make a difference.
Exactly.
Just trying to find another way to do this. But we understand that this is about a global perspective.
Definitely.
And that's why we're reaching out globally.
And especially brothers in lockdown. No matter what country you're in lockdown. You're a brother. You're a sister. Why we hardly mention sisters in lockdown, though?
You're right, because
you have enough
that
sisters.
That is a very serious problem, man. Yeah.
It is?
Yeah, we can't even trust our sisters no more, but they're fighting a different
war. They're fighting a different war.
They're fighting a different war.
I know what I'm saying, because...
And home base is not like it was supposed to be for them.
Yeah, because just maybe sometimes you get an incident. You have incidents sometimes. You say, I had an incident where it's resting on my mind. I say, I got to reach out to the system.
But...
Make a move.
There's a lot of things that have happened that have caused the family to... become dysfunctional as it is, and why now the new millennialized family, the same-sex families, has risen. It's being engineered that way.
You know what they do with birds who fly too much? They cut their wings.
That is true.
They cut their wings. You know what I mean?
Oh, that is true.
You realize... Especially with the shoulder, other people that do the same have the same abilities. You say you land pretty soft, brother. You do some serious flying around. You gotta check that wing, brother, and get some clippers.
Uh-oh, clippers! Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. No, brother, you got it. And now I'm saying, of course, you see, humility. If I tell you. And people know but I don't use words idly. I say, brother, you have a certain responsibility. You did it. I'm saying, if you could teach brothers how to be, don't be. You know what Yeshua said? I'm the first of many. Be just like that. But then you say, okay, some of them. Mr. Brooks, you're bringing those dudes just like you. Meaning what? I say, meaning what? If you get on the line of course, I'll hit you. You get the picture. In other words, brother, I am not looking at perfection. I'm looking at dignity and respect. You get me?
Yes.
And I follow no pattern. You can't teach me how to do this. But that's why I get the respect of my brother. And they're my brother. And we stand together against a common enemy. You got to be that way, brother. That's how we survive in the community. If you want to call it a hood, that's fine.
No, I call it home base.
Home base.
Yeah, me is home
we
base.
Have a community, brother. Don't get the wrong idea that you have hooligans living in there. We live here.
And remember, War said the world is a ghetto. So, is a ghetto a physical location?
No.
Or is it a mindset?
The world is a mindset. We get into how much time we have?
We've got 12 minutes.
Okay.
In fact, 8.
Okay, listeners. The world is a mindset. The world is a specific theological word that means those who are not of the kingdom of Zion. On earth, there are two kingdoms, the kingdom of Zion and the kingdom of the world, run by Satan. Now, but the world is a mindset. It's the fruit of the people who eat of the tree of good and evil. In other words, it's in your mind. It's a trick. It's a game. Don't get carried away. You, we did a show where you say, I asked you, brother, what is the biggest blockages for people being fed by Jah in terms of their inner being and operate from inside out? You say religion. You're right. But when you say religion, people are trying to put all that stuff in your head. And you're fighting your brother over nothing.
Yeah, religion has done some very serious harm.
Religion is the opiate of the mind.
Yes, through humanity. People have gone to war for religion.
Exactly right. Okay.
Wow. And people have justified religion for oppressing another people too.
Exactly so right.
Don't let me get started.
Exactly right.
Good thing we only got limited time.
But you see, okay, Jehuma, look at a brother like yourself. I could see us doing many shows, and it's not like you have all of them degrees. But you know why Jehuma is as good and better than some of us that have them degrees? Because you have to take it upon yourself and develop the habit of learning, brother. I remember how many days these brothers carry all of them books on their back. That's why they have a strong box with all of their books. Brothers and sisters, you hear this?
Miss my books. You say, okay,
we don't have enough money to go to. Get some books. Self-study.
Yeah, that's the best. That is, well, what do you think Malcolm did?
Exactly right, but in prison.
Yeah, well, thanks to Bimby, at least he had somebody to do history, pointing in the right direction.
Brother, you know, today in prison, it's not like yesterday. I'm not saying you can't fight with that. Well, last time I was in jail, you think, what magazine you could have sent me to? So I have to be there? Can I get a magazine?
I said that before. It's amazing because I think if the Quakers saw what happened to what they developed, they'd tear it down. Because it's so dehumanizing.
It is.
It's almost like they want that kind of environment so that they can use it as a deterrent. But it hasn't stopped anybody from...
And for the brothers,
that's why they allow all the most diabolical, you name it, Satan is alive and well there.
But then the food, brother. Hey, are you vegan, vegetarian? You must eat this.
I'd have to work in the kitchen, you know that.
You're not going to spend all that time, brother. Most of us, you go in there in 2 or 3 days, you go there in front of a white judge and...
In a black robe.
In a black robe.
Let's add some salt and pepper to that. No, some cayenne pepper to that. Sorry. Yeah. Diabolical, isn't it?
But you know, these brothers, we are the same bus going to. But we are so much better. I'm not encouraging people to go to jail, but I'm saying if you have to go to jail, it's not all that bad. I'm not giving you first hand experience.
I don't know, man. I guess that's one of the things about humankind. What do you do with people who are disobedient?
You're making a very profound point.
Yeah, we only got so much time.
Maybe we used to do shows where we do another show, of course. But I'm saying maybe we should do a show on that, brother. We should, and what you say? Let's look at the topic in itself. Is this a good thing in terms of having a way to have some restraint on behavior that could be very destructive to community? What's the alternative to a prison industrial complex? What's the alternative to have order, peace in a community? Community policing.
See, I call them peace officers.
Peace officers.
Established peace.
Yeah. Now, you say, is that illegal? No. But what is the level of organization? And once you begin to put label something, people begin to find you. Oh, you are so and so and so. It's better if people can't find you, but they know you. And we know each other. Sometimes we pass each other depending on what's happening on the streets, because we have to live here, but then we pass there. Maybe it's not the right time because something else has happened over there. We pass that, like, we don't know each other. When I go over there, they say, oh, that's my brother. So to them, I am brother. I'm not Reverend Doctor. To them, I'm a brother. And that's more important to me than Reverend Doctor.
Of course, because you can go places like Malcolm can go.
Exactly.
Or Martin can go.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
So it's not about a name. It's about the personification of who you are.
Exactly right.
That's why you can go where you can go.
But isn't that strange, brother? That I know them for years. I know them personally, and I want them to have a hope. What do you really want? You don't satisfy living like this, do you?
Well, then,
what moves are you making to get out of this, man?
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the last word. Thank you so much for listening to the program. Hope you got something out of it. So once again, Freedom Friday. We thank you for listening. And join us again when we have our next show. And we'll mention the website again. Thank you so much. Peace. Amandala.